The following is an encore episode of Hour 2 of the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. We hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881, and share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Yes, welcome back. Wasn't that fascinating speaking to Kieran Troy just before the break there about pilgrimages? Made me think about all the pilgrimages I've been on in my life, some of which I will tell you about in due course when we do story time. Today is the March for Life, and I don't know, Mike, do we have Reed at all? Have we heard anything from him? Has he arrived?
Yes, he just arrived. He's safe. You know, everybody's at Mass right now at the cathedral, and so he's waiting outside. And after Mass, of course, they will congregate at Bienville Square, which is right in front of the cathedral, and get set up. But I'll have him shortly after the Divine Mercy Chaplet and get the lay of the land after we conclude the chaplet before we go to him live in the next segment, okay?
Sounds good. Okay, so this is the part of the show where we are going to pray together, and you can be part of that. You can text me on 251-928-2111, text in your prayer request, or you can call in and ask for something on 888-928-0881, and we'd be only too delighted to pray with you. Now, as always, I have a prayer warrior or two or three or four or five with me, so let's meet our prayer warriors today.
All right. All right, we have Peter Murphy and his son Quentin and his daughter Megan. So good morning and welcome to the Turley Frequency, guys.
Thank you.
It's
great to be here.
So Peter, I'm assuming is this a family affair?
Oh yes.
So you're the daddy?
I am the dad. Megan and Quentin are 12 and they are twins. Megan is a whole minute older than Quentin.
That is amazing. I don't think, Quentin and Megan, I don't think we've had twins on before, so I think you're a first. This is wonderful. May I ask which school you go to?
We do homeschool.
So you do homeschool. That's the best school, right? It is for you kids. I don't know about the parents. Peter, where have you come from today?
From Daphne.
Daphne.
Across the King Parish.
Now, I have to ask this because this is the first time you've been on the show. I'm wondering, are you familiar with the Divine Mercy Chaplet?
Yes. I actually was introduced to it a couple years ago, right at Christ the King. There are two wonderful women, Pam and Margaret, who lead the Rosary and the Divine Mercy, respectively, after Mass every morning. And it was through that I learned the Divine Mercy, and it's just been an amazing blessing.
That's wonderful. I think certainly Pam's been sitting where you've been sitting on this show. So hello, Pam, if you're listening. What about you, Quentin and Megan? Are you familiar with the devotion?
Yes. We learned it from our dad because he brought home a little, I don't know what it's called, a little booklet. A little booklet on the Divine Mercy. And so
that's wonderful. Well, it's wonderful that you learned it from your dad. I think that's a beautiful way of learning it, right?
Yeah.
That's great. So do you say it as a family each day?
Not every day, but sometimes we'll be like, oh, look, it's 3 o'clock, and then we do it.
That's right. Well, you know why we're doing it now, don't you, at 9 o'clock in the morning? You know why?
It's because it's 3 o'clock where you live.
Correct. Well done, Megan. You are a very bright young woman. That's absolutely right. It's 3 p.m. in London, and boy, do we need some prayers here in London. So I get all of Alabama to pray for us over here, so that's wonderful. Now, are you familiar about how we do it on this show at this time?
Kind of. Like,
well, let me explain what happens. So we kick off and we say the initial prayers, and then we have five chaplets, as you know, five decades of the chaplet. And for the first decade, I will come to your father, Peter, and then Quentin, Megan, I will come to you, and then Quentin, you. Okay? And you each have a decade each to dedicate to whoever you would like to pray for. And then on top of that, we're hoping to get some requests in via text on 251-928-2111. And maybe somebody will call in, 888-928-0881. For example, somebody on their way to the March for Life might want to call in. And we'll add that all into the mix. And we have to try and be out of here by 5:30 at the latest. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Sounds doable, does it, Quentin?
Yes, it does.
Peter, are you ready for this?
I think we are.
And you're all armed and loaded with your various rosary beads.
Oh, we've got them.
Oh, yeah.
You've got them. Good. Let me hear them jingling and jangling against the mics. That's okay. That's good stuff. That's good radio. Okay, so let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
O blood and water, which
gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust
in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust
in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's us up and running, so to speak. So, Peter, I'm going to come to you first in this first decade and ask, who or what would you like us to pray for?
Well, Kevin, I'd like to pray that the Holy Spirit may call the people of the United States and the world to seek Jesus Christ and for an increase in the faith.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know what, Peter, I think that's enough for one decade, right? An increase in the faith across the world, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will fan into a flame the embers of faith in various people's hearts. Is there anybody in particular that you're thinking of? You don't necessarily have to name them, but is there anybody you're thinking of in your heart that you think, yes, I really want that person's faith to grow?
Well, we have family members who have either fallen away from the church or never really known Christ. And we pray for them daily, and I'm sure many people listening have similar situations. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's the world over. Okay, well, look, let's pray this decade for that, for an increase of faith throughout the world. The Holy Spirit will come upon us all again in a fresh way. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much. Now, I have had a request that has come through, and it's anonymous, and I'm just going to read it out to you. It says, Dear Jesus, I have come to you in prayer for nearly 5 years, trembling with fear over a legal inquiry. And I'm asking the same question, imploring your mercy for an outcome I desire. And then it goes on to say, You said, as you believe it be done for you, you are the only answer to my question, the antidote for my pain, my fears. I love you. Please strengthen me to carry my cross and do your will. I don't know what to ask anymore. So, anonymous listening today, we are praying for you very much that this legal inquiry that's hanging over your head will be cast aside, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will enter into that situation and allow wisdom to come into it and also to comfort you at this time. Okay, so Megan, I think you're the older one, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I think you go next, Megan. So this decade is all yours and also our anonymous texters. So who have you brought with you today, Megan, to pray for?
I wanted to pray for the holy souls in purgatory, that they may see Jesus's face in heaven. And I wanted to pray for all families around the world, that they may grow closer to each other and help each other to reach heaven.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely beautiful. That's what a family's for, Megan, isn't it? To help everybody reach heaven.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're about. That's the business we're in. Just tell me this. I've met Quentin, and I know your dad, Peter, now. Is there anybody else in this family? Who else have you got?
My mom, my older sisters and brother, my cousins and grandparents. Yeah.
Okay, well, all of those, God knows who they are. We will add those all into this decade as well for their well-being and their joy on this Friday, that at 3 o'clock the great mercy of God will be shown to them all. Okay, Megan, shall we pray?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you, Megan, Quentin, and Peter. Now, if you're listening to this, listen, you've got an opportunity for these wonderful children and Peter to pray for your intentions. You can text me on 251-928-2111, or you can call in and speak to them on 888-928-0881. I'm sure, Quentin and Megan, you'd be delighted to take a call on her, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
You're budding radio presenters, I can tell. You're future radio talk radio hosts, I can tell. Okay, let's turn to you, Quentin. Who or what have you brought this morning for prayer?
I would like that we pray for the lukewarm, that their faith may become a bright flame.
I think that's a wonderful prayer, that the lukewarm will be warmed up a little bit and become much, much brighter. And especially if you're listening to this and you're feeling that you're a long way from God, well, Quinton's just prayed for you, asking the Holy Spirit to bring you a little closer to the realization that you're not, that you can reach out and get closer to Jesus today, here and now. And what's more, Quinton, Megan, and Peter, and myself are now going to pray for you that that lukewarmness will disappear and instead you will become inflamed with the Holy Spirit and a great apostle of our Lord and Savior. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Now, earlier today, we had on Santa Jeff talking about all those Santa Claus that were swimming in the Gulf in January, raising money for good causes and sick children. And during that, we had a wonderful text from Louise. Good morning to you, Louise. I know you're a frequent texter to this show, and we appreciate it greatly. And you texted in a beautiful little shot of your grandson with a wonderful Santa. And we'd like to pray for that little boy. I don't know his name, but we'd like to pray for you and him this morning on this chaplet, Louise. And I know you've had sent us through some very important intentions this week. And if you want to send us any updates about Tyler or anybody else, be delighted to hear from them. Okay, so we are now on to the fourth decade. So listen, I'm in a bit of a quandary here. I've got three of you and two decades left. How am I going to divide this up?
You guys want to go again?
I don't know what to say again.
Well, let's think about think of somebody in your life, Megan, who you really appreciate, who you really think has helped you with increasing your faith, has stopped you from being lukewarm. Because we can also pray in thanksgiving for people. So who's the person today you would like to lift up to God and say, God, I really, really love that you've given me this person?
Mom and my dad and Quinton, they all helped me to become better.
Okay, well, look, why don't we pray for your mom and your dad and for all moms and dads, eh? What about that? All the moms and dads listening today, all the people who have been given the gift of parenthood, that wonderful divine gift to bring life into the world and brought you into the world, Megan. And we don't know where you're going to do or what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, but I'm sure it's all going to be wonderful stuff. So why don't we pray for your mom and dad and for all moms and dads throughout the world. And on this day when there's the March for Life in Mobile, why don't we pray for all those mothers who have found themselves mothers unexpectedly and are maybe slightly worried about being pregnant and all of that. How about that, Megan?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it for this decade. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Now, we've had a text in. For those of you who were listening yesterday, you may have heard about poor Tyler. This was from Louise, who texted in, and it was a friend of hers nephew who's called Tyler, who's 32 years old, and poor Tyler was found unconscious by his wife yesterday morning, and he had had a heart attack, and the doctors were sure that they could fix the heart issues, but they were worried about how long Tyler's brain was deprived of oxygen. Well, Louise has just texted us, and I'm just going to read out what she says. She says, continued prayers for Tyler. However, he appears to be doing well. Last night, his aunt texted me and said, quotes, I believe we had a miracle today. So, Louise, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We will continue to pray for Tyler and pray for his swift recovery and that the doctors will do all they can for him. Okay, so Peter and Quentin, I'm going to turn to you both, and it's going to be a rapid-fire round. So don't think too much, but just anybody or anything you would like to pray for in this final decade.
My friends.
Your friends, great. That's a great intention, Quentin. Peter, what about you?
Mima. Mima's had some health problems, some problems with her back, and we also pray that... That she comes to pray for healing as well.
Okay, well, let's lift up Mima in this time of prayer, and let's pray for your friends, Quentin. And I'd also like to pray for you three and give thanks for all the prayer warriors who have come in these last weeks and prayed with me here. We don't know the good that these prayers will do. I've also had a text in from Ruth asking that her husband find work. She is worried about their domestic situation, and she's asking that her husband is able to find gainful employment. So Ruth, if you're listening, we're praying for you as well. Okay, let's say this final decade together. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And then we conclude together. Holy God,
holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. O my Jesus, I trust in thee.
O my Jesus, I trust in thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Quentin and Megan, what did you think of that?
It was fun.
What about you, Quentin?
It was fun. I had a little strange fright.
Would you come back again?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Would you bring all your friends?
If they wanted to, I guess.
Why not? They're invited to the party, too.
Yes, sir.
Peter, can't thank you enough for bringing Quentin and Megan along with you today, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and pray with us.
Kevin, thank you much. Thank you very much. This is a real blessing. Thank you.
And you know you and your family, your extended family, your friends, your parishioners have an open invitation anytime.
Well, we may just take you up on it. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you so much to Peter, Quentin, and Megan. And thank you for joining me during that last half hour when we prayed together. It is really the best time of the day as far as I'm concerned. We will be going over to the March for Life in the next segment. So we're not doing story time. I don't know, Mike, do we have Reed on the line at the moment?
Yes, we do. Reed, you're joined online, but with on the Trilly Frequency, my man.
Hi, everybody. Are you able to hear me?
Reed, we have been worried sick about you.
I know. I wasn't there to tell you who was the Divine Mercy prayer warrior.
I was lost without you. Mike and I were bereft. But I have a question from the head of the station, and they're wondering, have you parked on double yellow lines? Because they're not paying for a ticket. You know that.
The parking meter that I found didn't really seem to be working, but I looked around, and everybody else didn't really look like they were putting any money in there. So here's hoping.
Just leave a bag of money or some coins and should be fine.
Reed, we're going to go for a break in just a moment, but very quickly, paint the scene. What's happening in Cathedral Square?
Well, I'm standing out here on the front of Cathedral Square right now. It's directly in front of the cathedral here. Mass has not ended yet. People are still inside. There's a few vendors and a few people gathering out on the square right now. But not too much going on. They're setting up the stage, things like that, doing sound checks and stuff. I believe Mass is going to be ending in just a couple minutes, so there'll be
time.
People heading out here onto the square then.
Absolutely. Well, we're very much looking forward to this ongoing on-location report, Reed. So we'll be back shortly after this break with you, and we will be talking to whoever wants to talk to us here on the Turley Frequency, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. So sit tight. We are about to join the March for Life in downtown Mobile, thanks to Mr. Reed Hodges, our intrepid reporter, who is on location there with us. Okay, so that's it. Back in a few moments with Reed and the March for Life. Stay tuned.
Your pretty birds are free to rise. Angel wings to angel dust. Every day. Worry no more. Oh, worry no more. There's an open door for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Mahoney of the Eastern Shore Urgent Care Center. At the Eastern Shore Urgent Care Center, we offer walk-in medical treatment for minor emergencies and illnesses and are open 7 days a week. Come see me at 29710 Urgent Care Drive in Daphne, located across from Lowe's. I'm a parishioner at Christ the King and a proud supporter of Archangel Radio. Call me at 626-3782 or visit us at esucare.com. That's esucare.com.
Family owned and operated for over 40 years, Spectrum Collision has been serving the Mobile area by providing all types of auto services, including mechanic work, collision repair, auto glass service, tires, and 24-hour towing. Located at 7060 Airport Boulevard in Mobile, Spectrum Collision can be contacted at 251-342-0005 or speccol.com. That's speccol.com. Follow Spectrum Collision on Facebook.
Yes, welcome back to the Turley Frequency here, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio, beaming out across southern Alabama on 1410 AM and 94.5 FM and streaming around the world via the Archangel Radio app or you can go to archangelradio.com and listen to us there. Now, as many of you know, in the southern Alabama area, today is the March for Life at Mobile, and we have an on-location report. Yes, no expense has been spared by this station. We have dispatched our most intrepid reporter and also our newest member of staff off to Mobile this morning to find out what's happening, who's there, what's going on. And hopefully he's parked up in a no-tow zone, but we'll find that out as well in a minute. Reed Hodges, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kevin. People are starting to trail out of the cathedral now and come over to the grounds. Everything's starting to pick up a little bit.
So just paint a picture, Reed, about approximately how many people are there, do you reckon?
Right now, I would estimate about 150 are outside, but there's still people screaming out of the cathedral, so no telling. Mass just ended, so it's no telling how many people are inside.
And tell me what sort of signs, placards, you know, is there a lot of pro-life sort of signs, symbols there today?
Yes, a lot of people are carrying around signs. It says love life, choose life, things like that. They're handing them out to people who don't have signs yet. A lot of people have, pro-life mottos, and then it'll be sponsored by their business on the sign as well, and then things like that. Let me walk over here.
Dude,
and read a few more of these.
Reed, I hope you've got your sign, which is listen to Archangel Radio loud and proud there.
And you probably hear the music in the background. The band is taking the stage now.
Oh, wow. Bands as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure exactly how long they're going to be playing, but the festivities are going to be emceed by L.A. Catholic Mornings host Todd Sylvester.
Oh, well, maybe you can find Todd and we can have a quick word with them. What I'm going to do, Reed, is I'm going to let you go and find somebody that's going to talk to us, okay?
Okay.
And when you've found somebody, just nab somebody. We will talk to anybody here on the show this morning. Just when you find them, you let us know, and then we'll put you straight on air or put them straight on air. Is that okay?
That'll be fine. I'll talk to you.
Okay, Reed. We look forward to your report in a minute or two. So, Mike, it sounds like it's kicking off down there.
Yes, this is a great time, around the time for the march, when the excitement is building. They're getting everything ready with the music, excited about what the speakers are going to say, and they do such a wonderful job. Todd, our host for LA Catholic Morning, he will be the MC for the event.
Oh, wow.
And as you know, I mean, it doesn't get any better of a speaker than having Todd, and he does such a wonderful job in encouraging and getting people riled up about the message of pro-life.
So they didn't want Ellen. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm sure they did, but God bless her. You know, Ellen's busy getting everything ready here and trying to run the station.
Listen, Ellen doesn't listen to this show. Don't you worry. She will have gone past her. Don't you worry.
I don't want to play up their Catholic guilt, you know.
No, it's great, though, that Archangel Radio is represented there and Todd is emceeing. No better man, I would have thought.
Oh no, not at all. I mean, he's such a blessing to our archdiocese and a wonderful witness, not only to life, but to marriages. And he's told many pro life stories and many beautiful stories about how people, women he's known who are in a crisis pregnancy situation have come to Christ, have come to know Christ. Because of their situation, maybe some have had an abortion, but obviously they may feel guilty about it. But the most important thing is they're God meets you, where you're at, and he meets these women regardless of whatever stage that they're at now.
That's absolutely right. I mean, these marches for life are sometimes depicted in a completely false way. They're a witness to life, a celebration of life, a celebration of the joy of life. But they're also an opportunity for people to warn against abortion or euthanasia or any of these things as a solution. It's not a solution. I mean, Pope Francis said that an abortion was like an unwanted pregnancy, and an abortion was like hiring a hitman. It doesn't solve the problem. In fact, it makes matters a lot worse for all concerned. So, yes, it's also a time for repentance, but also a time for prayer and a time, please God, for healing, that people will be healed of whatever the wounds that these things inflict upon people, often in very difficult and tragic circumstances.
You mentioned something right there about prayer, and I think it's important. You know, we talk about it a lot on Catholic radio and the importance of it. But I think, Kevin, if you wouldn't mind now, let's take that time to pray for that woman out there that may be experiencing a crisis pregnancy, just doesn't know where to turn. Obviously, we pray that she will turn to the Lord and have the baby. But if you wouldn't mind, just lead us to a prayer, okay, really quickly before we go back to Reed, I believe, who has somebody lined up.
Okay, I think that's a good thing. Well, what I would do is I've got a picture today. I got it specially. It's a picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe sitting in front of me. And you know, it's a picture of Our Lady pregnant. So she's the patron saint, I guess, of all pregnant mothers, as well as the patron and mother of all of us. So I'd just like to maybe pray one memorare for anybody in that difficult situation. Mike, you join me in this. Let's pray to our mother. Pray for everybody on the march. Pray that everybody will be safe and that hearts will be touched. Hearts will be touched Amen. Today. So remember, O most loving Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with thy confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee we come, before thee we stand, simple and sorrowful, Mother of the Word Incarnate. Despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy, Hear and answer us.
Amen. I can't think of a better time now to go back to Reed, who is with Beth Perkins, who is just a staple of the pro-life movement here in the Mobile Archdiocese. We've had
we may need to walk a little bit further down.
Hey, Kevin. Excuse me. Hey, Reed. We're ready for you. You have Beth Perkins on the line.
Hey, are you guys able to hear me?
Yes, we sure are.
We can
hear
you. Yeah, loud and clear, Reed.
Great. So I'm here with Beth Perkins. She is on the March for Life Mobile Committee. The festivities just started up a few minutes ago, as you can tell by the music. But we'll do our best here. I'll go ahead and hand the phone off to her.
Good morning, Beth. Welcome to the Turley Frequency.
Hello.
Beth, how are you doing?
This is Beth Perkins.
Beth, it's a wonderful day for Mobile.
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful day, Kevin. And I also, my husband and I, Woody, did the chaplet with you before. So nice to talk to you again.
I remember you and Woody. Absolutely. It sounds like a really wonderful, festive, joyful occasion down there in Cathedral Square.
It is. The sun is bright. It was pretty cool when we got here, but the sun has brightened everything up along with the hearts of everybody here. And this is our... we started, first march was in 2017, and we've been marching every year except in 2021, which we did a virtual march in some of the classrooms. And it's been ongoing every year, and we are Marching for Life. We are associated with the big National March for Life up in Washington, D.C. that took place last Friday. So we're associated with them, and I actually went to that march, too, so it was wonderful.
Well, just talk us through, Beth, how the day is going to run today. How does it all run?
Okay, well, we started. It's an ecumenical organization, but we did have a Catholic mass before it started in the cathedral. I just came out of there. And now we are starting our rally at 9:45. It hadn't quite started, but before the rally, we have Celebration Church here with their band. They're playing contemporary Christian music. Then we'll have our speakers, And I don't have the list of the speakers, so I can't help you too much there. But we have several speakers that are going to speak to topics of life. And we have our MC, and then we'll do that. And then we'll, after all the speakers have spoke, we will all line up right there in front of the cathedral. We're in a square called Cathedral Square, which is out in front of the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception here in Mobile. And that's where, oh, and also at the rally right here before the rally, we have several of our pro-life organizations around here in Mobile area that have put up tables with all their information, and they have representatives there to answer questions if anybody has any questions about what they do or why, you know, how that, why they're represented here. And then we will start marching. We have a big sign, March for Life, at the beginning, and one of our high schools, Faith Academy, will be at the beginning holding the sign. And I believe they're doing that because they won the shouting contest last year, the cheering contest. They were the loudest. So I think that's why they're in the front. I'm pretty sure. I don't have much of a memory, Kevin, but but I'm pretty sure that's it. But then everybody will get behind them, and we'll come down one of the main streets here in downtown Mobile, go down, and we'll turn and go another couple of blocks and turn, and we'll end up back here at the square.
And then what happens, then, Beth? Is there like a big celebration at the end?
The march just kind of breaks up. We don't have anything at the very end. That's music probably be playing the band. But other than that, that would be the end of the morning for us.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. How many people are you expecting today, Beth, approximately?
Well, right now, I would say we probably have 200 to 300 people out there, and it hadn't even started. So we're hoping, we would really hope to have about 500 people would be wonderful for us. And it had grown until the year we couldn't have it because of COVID, and it kind of, and then last year we came back with a bang, except that it was frigid for Mobile. The weather last year was very frigid, so we're very happy this year with the sunshine and the good weather. The march actually started. You want a little history of that?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay, well the march started. I actually was coming back from Little Sisters of the Poor. We have a Little Sisters of the Poor here residence. I'd taken my mother to Mass there. And I normally would come home. I had a certain way I would go back home. But this time I just happened to go a different way. And when I went this different way, I went down one of our main streets here in Mobile Airport Boulevard. And as I was going down the street, I noticed off to the side on this park, I saw a lot of balloons, just saw a lot of activity going on. So I told my mom, I said, I'm going to turn around and go back and see what that was. Something caught my eye. When I went back, there were probably 200 people with pink balloons and shirts marching around that big, it's like a park, marching around. And I noticed their signs said, "We stand with Planned Parenthood." And so I just kind of thought, what is going on? And then I realized that was the same day, I don't know if people remember, but that they had that first women's march up in Washington with Planned Parenthood and, you know, people who were very anti-life, pro-abortion. And so I went on and I thought, goodness, we should be doing something to represent life. And so I just happened to put something out on Facebook about it, that we need to do something. And one girl, a friend of mine, she responded and said, well, why don't we do? Why don't we have a march? And I said, well, we only have a week. It's too, we don't have enough time. But she had some connections. So we put together the first march that year. We did it in 2 weeks. She and I and her brother, who's one of our pastors down here, met in my dining room and put the march together. And since then, we've been doing it every year. We got our committee together, and it's been a march every year in association, like I said, with the National March up in Washington. So that's how it kind of got going, and it's been going on ever since.
Well, that's amazing, Beth. I mean, you're a real mover and a shaker when it comes to marches for life.
Well, I've been doing pro-life work all my life. I volunteered at a crisis pregnancy center for 25 years, and I ended up being the chastity educator for schools, and I would go in, and we did marches and rallies back then. I was associated and vice president of the Alabama Citizens for Life, so we got quite a good group down here of very passionate people for life who are involved and like to, you know, stay active and doing things to promote life, to educate people on what abortion does to women.
Absolutely.
And of course to the babies.
Is Woody with you today, Beth?
He is, but he's not right here with me. We had to move away so we could be heard with all the music. But he's here with my, we actually took my little granddaughter out of school to come down to the march. In the past, we've had the 7th and 8th graders, the junior high kids from our Catholic schools, and we've invited other schools to have come down to the march. But this year, for some reason, they weren't able to do that. We haven't really found out why, but they're not able to come as a school. But now we just took my little granddaughter's in 6th grade, so we just brought her down. We're going to take her back to school after the march. So, but Woody's with her. They're right over there in the square with all the activity. So
that is great. It sounds to me like all the local churches are supporting this. This is very good.
Yes, we try to get them all to support it through, you know, contact and all. I don't know how well that got out in some areas, but we're trying to improve that every year. We were very, very happy this morning because, you know, and I think this doesn't just isn't here because I know it's with the march in Washington. You don't get a lot of media support on the March for Life. You really don't. I mean, I bet I've gone to the March for Life in Washington close to 20 years. I went every year. I went 3 times as a chaperone with the high school here, 3 or 4 times. And then our volunteers at our crisis pregnancy center, we went, several of us went every year. And we would always get back to the hotel after the march. We'd go to the march. Then we usually stay at the Supreme Court for the Silent No More rally, which were women who had had abortions who were witnessing and trying to help other women not to make that choice. We would leave and go to our hotel and start looking on the TV, you know, trying to see the march on TV, and about the only place you could find it was EWTN.
So I know.
We get a lot of media support. But this morning, I was going to tell you, this morning, our local news station already had it on, a great piece about the march coming up today. So I was very happy with that.
And you know, Archangel Radio is now with you on the march, so we're absolutely with you. Tell me this, Beth. This year's March for Life in D.C. was the first one post the Supreme Court decision last year. What was the atmosphere like compared to last year with this year? Talk to me about that.
Okay. Well, we got there, and I will begin by saying that it was a huge march. I've been to several, quite a few of them, and we were hoping there would be a big crowd. Not only was it the first after the Roe v. Wade overturning that decision, it was also the 50th march. So, you know, and we wanted to go and be there too, because we're also all, several of us that were on this trip, we're very big supporters of Father Frank Pavone. And every year we would go to his prayer service. It was a memorial service for the unborn. It was ecumenical. And so we went there first, right before the march, and that morning. And it was well attended, and it was a very, very nice ecumenical service for the unborn. And after that, we walked around a little bit. Then we went to the March for Life. We did not make the rally before. It was several speakers. I heard that his name is
Tony Dungy, I think.
Tony Dungy spoke, but also I think his name's Jeremy. He's in Chosen. He's Jesus in Chosen, Romy.
Wow.
They said he gave an
Jonathan Rumi.
Thank you. I knew the name. Anyway, I didn't get to hear it. I'm going to pull it up. I heard I could pull it up and hear it. But they said it was his first public speaking engagement, and he did a home run, is what I heard. I haven't heard it myself. I'm going to listen to it. But anyway, the atmosphere there, we had gotten into a group, the march. The march was actually almost 30 minutes late starting because of the speakers they had, you know, lined up over at the rally. And so, but it was a great march. They changed the direction of the march this year, the path, and it was headed to the Capitol. In the past, we always went up Pennsylvania Avenue and ended at the Supreme Court. But because the decision had been overturned, they did change the route to the Capitol. And then they went from the Capitol on over to the Supreme Court. But it was, I'm telling you, I got up that hill, headed to the Capitol, and turned around and looked back. I could not see the end. And I can send you a video.
Well, I mean, your heart must have.
It was just packed with people.
Your heart must have lifted, Beth, when you saw that crowd. It must have just felt like vindication for all your years of hard work in the vineyard of pro-life.
Well, it is a feeling like no others to see that many people come together, because when you are so fed by the media, you know, it's not quite as, you don't find the encouragement sometimes you're looking for, but you get in a crowd like that. It was so encouraging, so uplifting to be with people, like-minded people who really, really respected life, truly respected life from conception to natural death. And they were respected in all those phases. And there's a marching for those who cannot march for themselves, who cannot speak for themselves, the unborn. And it just was so uplifting.
Beth, I can't thank you enough for all you've done to organize this march, but also for all you're doing still for the pro-life cause. I have one request, though.
Yes, Kevin.
That's that you and Woody come back and pray the chaplet with me one day.
Oh, we'd love to. We certainly would. I will follow up on that.
Okay.
And I appreciate you, Beth, doing that, the chaplet.
I know you've got a lot to organize, so we don't want to hog your time. Thank you so much for coming on air this morning and giving us such a wonderful history and painting such a wonderful picture, both of downtown Mobile this morning and Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin, for putting us on and letting us talk about our march, because it helps to spread it. And then we
Absolutely.
Hope more people will come next year. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Beth. That was Beth Perkins, who's organized this year's March for Life and started it, by the sounds of things, in Mobile, which is wonderful. And she's also prayed with us in the Divine Mercy Chaplet here with her husband, Woody. So we are doubly blessed to know Beth. And we hope and pray that Beth has a wonderful day there.
Yeah, Beth is a giant in the pro-life movement here in Mobile, Alabama. So.
Sounds it. So do we have Reed back again?
Reed, are you back?
Hey, give me just a second, guys. I'm walking with Miss Beth back up there, and then I'll get where I can hear you.
Okay,
sounds good.
That sounds good. It sounds like a wonderful occasion, Mike. Do you wish you were there?
I do. But it's good for Reed to experience this for his first time, and you know he's just getting started up, and I'm sure he'll want to go back. We'll be fighting over who's going to go next year. I'll probably go next year because it's been last time I went was 2 years ago, right before the pandemic started, and it was me and my dear friend Billy Lankford, God rest his soul, and we just had a wonderful time speaking with everybody and just experiencing the Holy Spirit at the event. I mean, it truly is palpable, Kevin, to be out there. Now, let me ask you: is there anything equivalent in the UK? Do you guys have something like that, or what's the closest thing would you say that's equivalent?
Yeah, we have a national March for Life, which used to be, in Birmingham, and then it was moved to London. And I've been on it a few times, reporting on it and also just taking part. But the last few years, it's been affected really by the COVID. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's quite recovered from the pandemic in terms of its presence. But yes, we marched through the streets of London. We were pelted. we were abused, hurled all sorts of stuff at. And we'd march to the Houses of Parliament and stand outside there where we'd have various speeches. In fact, Bishop John Keenan came and spoke at the last one that I was at. I think there's pro-life marches everywhere. But the United States is a beacon, and the DC march in particular is such a witness. And as Beth was talking about, just the sea of people that we see in photographs of it and footage of it, it's very, very impressive.
You know, she
really is.
Yeah, she brought something up too, Beth did, about the media. The media paints, this narrative. Like, I remember when I went, they said that the media said, oh, there were a few hundred people marching. I'm like, a few hundred? How about a few hundred thousand people marching? And they really downplay it. And I think one of the first years that I went to the Mobile March for Life, like I said, I think it was back in 2017 or so. Somebody from the media was there, like Fox 10 News, and interviewed me. And it was the first question she asked me was about how do you support life and you know, do you support life even in the cases of rape? I was like, well, of course we do. No matter the circumstance, how a child is brought into the world, a child is still a child. That's it's a loving, you know, it's a human being growing inside. You know, the child can't hurt, the child can't help the fact that he or she was brought about by an unfortunate circumstance. That's not the child's fault, is it?
I know.
You know, she had no answer for me.
No, but, they don't. Well, I mean, there was a very amusing sign held up at the London March, which was "Former embryos for life."
Wow.
Former embryos. We're all embryos, you know.
Right. But speaking of answering the call, we have Reed with another answer to the pro-life movement. Reed, what's going on?
Hey.
Who do you have?
Well, everything started now. Todd just took the stage and all, so everybody's kind of directed their attention to him.
Okay.
They're saying a prayer right now. There's got to be at least 200, 250 people on the lawn now.
That's great, Reed. Well, how does it feel for you, Reed, being there? What's your sort of sense, so your own personal sense?
It's great. I've never attended an event like this before, but I can just tell, you know, the sense of community. Like Mike was saying, the Holy Spirit is just vivid here.
That's great. You feel the Spirit moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Well, look, Reed, never mind all that spirit that you're imbibing down there. You know, we're back on air Monday, 9 o'clock, or 8 o'clock as usual.
I know. I'm going to have to be back in there ready for that.
You'll have to pay your parking fines by then. You know that? Listen, Reed, thank you so much for all you've done down there, and really enjoy the morning. It's a wonderful occasion.
Great. Well, you're welcome, and I've had a great time doing it, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, that's great. Well, listen, folks, that's it this week here on the Turley Frequency. We've managed to make it through to Friday. You have managed to make it through to Friday. I mean, you know, we managed somehow. On Monday, I didn't think we'd make it, but somehow Mike and
we survived.
Pulled us through. Pulled us through. Sobered me up. Washed me down.
I didn't do a thing. Reed and I didn't do a thing. It was all the glory of God, man. You know, it was that Holy Spirit that we mentioned that's there right now, igniting people on fire for life and for Christ's love. That's what did it, man. That's what brings us through.
That's right. Well, look, thank you for your company, and we'll do it all again next week. Same
Amen.
Time, same frequency, same Turley, same station. And if you're on the March for Life today, enjoy it, and we pray that you have a wonderful day. And until we meet again next week, stay tuned to the only station broadcasting from the Bay of the Holy Spirit. That's Archangel Radio. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you Monday. God bless.
When the day the ladder hit on me, seemed impossible to face. When someone else instead of me